Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will immediately begin revoking the visas of some Chinese students. China, the second largest country of origin for international students in the United States, behind only India. Elon Musk leaving his government role. He claimed he could cut $2 trillion from federal spending. That was quickly reduced to $1 trillion, then to $150 billion. Musk also criticizing the president's spending plan, currently being debated in the Senate. This is ABC News. A request for a mistrial denied for Sean Diddy Combs.
The request came during the testimony of an arson investigator who responded to Kid Cudi's home when the rapper's Porsche was torched with a Molotov cocktail. He showed the jury pictures of a slash in the canvas top, a malt liquor bottle, and a burned cloth used as a wick. Defense attorneys have said Combs was simply not involved. They accused prosecutors of unfairly suggesting Combs was responsible for the destruction of two fingerprints lifted from Kid Cudi's front door. There's no way to unring this bell, a defense attorney said, demanding a mistrial. The judge denied it.
ABC's Aaron Katursky covering the trial. Also this week, the case's star witness, Combs' former girlfriend Cassie Ventura, giving birth to her third child. A new survey from Bank of America shows 60% of people are unable to know if now is a good time to buy a home. Higher mortgage rates and high home prices combining to slow sales. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
St. Croix Rods would like to alert you that they have been made aware of fraud attempts. There are videos on Facebook stating that St. Croix is giving away rods to those who answer survey questions, but this is a phishing scam and is not St. Croix. The way to be eligible for real promotions and official offers is to sign up for their newsletter. Again, the videos on Facebook stating that St. Croix is giving away rods to those who answer survey questions is false. It is not St. Croix, and those are phishing attempts. Remember, being aware of what you click on is very important, and when in doubt, always check official sources. The Park Falls Public Library has a notice. Kids should be on the lookout for Elmer the Elephant all over Park Falls this summer. Once you spot him, stop at the library for a chance to take him home at the end of the summer. This is taking place June 16th through July 25th, and once again, kids should be looking out for Elmer the Elephant, who is a multicolored patchwork elephant, all over Park Falls this summer, for a chance to take him home. Everyone gets to enjoy Wisconsin State Parks, Trails, and Waters for free next weekend. Brittany Merlot tells us how it coincides with Clean Water, Clean Boats annual drain campaign.
It's the 13th annual Free Fun Weekend, where state park admission fees are waived, fishing licenses aren't needed, and neither are trail passes for the first weekend in June. You get to explore 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 inland lakes.
Definitely in Wisconsin, we know that we have a challenge of having invasive species in our waters, and we can definitely take steps, keep them where they're found, and prevent them from spreading further.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Water educator with UWSP. We've got spiny water fleas and zebra mussel larvae that are nearly impossible to spot.
Microscopic to tiny and invisible when they're first born, so not something you could see with the naked eye. And then they'll slowly get to a little bit larger size, to being about the inch and a quarter, you know, adult size. So definitely the larvae are not something that you would very easily spot in water. They would have to be getting to larger adult size before you'd be able to see them.
So, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to drain water from their boats at the launch and asking us to clean equipment before going to another water body.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
You've heard the phrase, April showers bring May flowers. Well, in the Beaver Dam area, that's definitely the case. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. And coming up June 13th through the 15th, Wisconsin will celebrate its Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival in the Beaver Dam area. Michelle Ovens is one of the participants. She owns and operates Ovens Peony Farms in Beaver Dam. She's got about 100 varieties of different peonies that she'll be presenting. And she said, while many people enjoy the beauty of the flower, they have to recognize and respect the economic punch it can deliver.
When we first started this, the state of Wisconsin Tourism, they reported 900 people coming to the farm here, and that generated over $130,000 in the community. Well, can you imagine if we have 5,000 people, what that generates in the community for gas, for lodging, for food? The economic impact for the community through this agritourism is just incredible, and that's really one of the big motivating factors for us to bring these events through agritourism to the public.
Michelle Ovens from Ovens Peony Festival, one of the hosts for the upcoming Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival. The other reason why it's a big deal this year is the American Peony Society conventions held during the festival. That's going to bring enhanced attendance, Ovens says, and they only come to Wisconsin once every 8 to 10 years.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And we're just learning how successful this year's Midwest Horse Fair was back in April. Show organizers say that Saturday had an attendance record broken with over 25,000 fairgoers on hand, 60,000 through the course of the weekend. They hosted 37 breed and discipline groups, 800 horses, and 37 stallions. That's Food News. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have today off before going on the road to play the Phillies tomorrow night. Yesterday, another dramatic win for Milwaukee. 6-5 over the Red Sox. Caleb Durbin with 2 hits, 3 runs batted in. A sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th, just enough into center field so Sal Frelick could score the winning run.
Yeah, that's the goal. Try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
NFL Packers OTAs wide receiver Jaden Reed asked if it was true his agent Drew Rosenhaus called the Packers after they drafted a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, in the first round.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like, I hired a new agent, and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that he said that he was going to talk to the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody's on the same page.
That's Packers receiver Jaden Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice looking Thursday with partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. Just an outside chance of a shower. For tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, warmer with more sun than clouds, highs in the lower 80s. Also a bit on the breezy side. Right now, it's 47.
98 U Country.
When you feel like there's a sign there on your back, says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think.
think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire. Walk right through it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there.
kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98 Q Country.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel a kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes, it just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights. Even when she's up against me, I don't know why. It feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty. Look around and all I see
I've been told that he's rich, but he seems so poor. Cause no one comes to call on him, and his phone, it never rings. He wanders through his empty home, surrounded by his things. Silently I say a little prayer, yes I do. But for the grace of God, go I must have been born a lucky guy. Heaven only knows how I've been blessed with the gift of your love.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
I ain't watching TV today. Bad music can just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on. Radio set to my favorite song. All green lights on the road I'm on, man, there ain't no doubt. I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time, and I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup, and there ain't nothing gonna spill it, nothing gonna kill it. Waving them words goodbye. I'm feeling them good vibes. I ain't trying to hear the negative. I'm just trying to change the narrative. It's simply imperative that we all have a damn good time. I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life. I'm breathing on God's time, and I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup, and there ain't nothing gonna spill it, nothing gonna kill it. Waving them words goodbye. I'm feeling them good vibes. Oh, I'm feeling them good vibes. I got a good girl, she got a good smile. I kiss a good morning, I kiss a good night. We keep it on the up, that's how we get down. So don't be coming around unless you got them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time, and I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all.
Chris Jansen, good vibes on a Thursday morning. Hope you are well. The 29th day of May. Joel here, you wherever you're doing your thing here today. 49 is our wake-up temp. We'll take that. Temperatures will rise up to 74. Looks like we're done with that cloud cover and stuff, although a little bit of rain possibilities possible yet today. In fact, we may see a few more clouds than sun this afternoon, about a 50-50 shot at rain. And the weekend, well, looks like, you know, 74 today, 77 tomorrow, right around 70 on Saturday. And then we're going to see some temperatures kind of bop up and down early next week. We'll see an 80s day and probably a upper 60s day. But our chances of rain are not totally out of the forecast, but we will see more sun and more dry weather than rain the next couple of days. Just enough to keep keep things damp a little bit there. I put down a little grass seed a few days ago, so it's always nice when you plant some grass seed to have Mother Nature help you out a little bit, so you're not so obligated every day to grab that water hose and make sure that everything's in good shape. So it looks like it'll be a pretty good weekend if you're hanging out at the cabin or planning to go camping or to the lake or whatever. I think you're going to like the weekend. We have some more brewer tickets we're going to give away today. We have another pair of tickets, and I believe this is for a week from Saturday. So we'll get the winner from yesterday texted here in just a little bit. So look for that in your text messages if you entered yesterday. So the brewer tickets we have that we'll give away today are for Saturday, June 7th, against the Padres. And that'll be, I think, about a 6 o'clock game time on that day. So if that works for your schedule, stay tuned for the keyword and your chance to take home some tickets here from the morning show guy. Actually, I'm going to make a correction here. So today's tickets are still going to be for Friday. Tomorrow, we'll have a pair of tickets for Saturday. All right, so two tickets today will be for Friday, a week from tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll give away some tickets for a week from Saturday. Got it? I have no idea what I just said, but we'll we'll get to the keyword coming up. I'm a little bit, morning guy, kind of a little bit in disarray this morning. I had my team get bumped out yesterday. I've been a Timberwolves fan ever since they came into the league way back in 1989. And even when you know it's coming, you go into a game and you're like, well, this is probably over. You still like to hold out hope, you know, whether it's a Brewer playoff game or a Bucks playoff game or whatever it is. You know, you kind of follow a team through the year and you're hoping. And then when it ends, you're just like, you're almost in relief that it's over. You don't have to follow that anymore, but disappointed at the same time. So we'll, if you're a fan and you like to follow basketball, we got a guy in, he might be the best NBA player ever to play from the state of Wisconsin. I don't think he's quite there yet, but this Tyrese Halliburton of Indiana is, he's pretty good. He's had some pretty good clutch moments. He's an Oshkosh guy. So, I mean, there's an argument. He's not there yet. You got other guys that have, you know, had a little longer careers, but it's going to be fun to see a Wisconsin guy lead the Indiana Pacers probably into the NBA Finals. They still got to finish that series with the Knicks. We got other sports to talk about. We had some tournament baseball. We had a local game yesterday, and we'll peek at what's coming up today. Twice an hour, news and sports at 6:30. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Trade blocking many of President Trump's tariffs on foreign goods. A federal court saying the president overstepped his authority.
The administration says they were operating under this Emergency National Security Act, and the court says, no, you aren't. That the National Security Act was not built for something like this. It's really Congress's authority to give it to you, and you don't have it yet.
National security law and policy expert Ryan Goodman, the Trump administration quickly moving to appeal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will immediately begin revoking the visas of some Chinese students. China, the second largest country of origin for international students in the United States, behind only India. Elon Musk leaving his government role. He claimed he could cut $2 trillion from federal spending. That was quickly reduced to $1 trillion, then to $150 billion. Musk also criticizing the president's spending plan currently being debated in the Senate. This is ABC News.
C-97.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
The Flambeau River YMCA has an update. Their parking lot closed yesterday at noon, and it will remain closed through Friday evening as they install their final layer of asphalt. Please plan to park on the side streets and use the north and south sidewalks to access the building. You will not be able to walk through the parking lot while it is closed. They appreciate your patience and understanding. Sunday, July 6th, right here in Park Falls, behind the high school, the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus is coming to town. Show times are 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m., and tickets are now available through the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, Forward Bank, St. Croix Rods, Oh Dear Nutrition, and right here at 98Q Country. Once again, that's Sunday, July 6th, right here in Park Falls, behind the high school at 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. for the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus. Headed to the lake or river to do some fishing? Brittany Merlot has details for anglers on the annual drain campaign.
If you're using live bait, Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Our live bait regulations as far as invasive species can absolutely be confusing to people. And so the simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body, because you could be spreading a lot of these species, or they're invisible to the eye, and so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it near it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain.
And by draining the water from live wells and boats and making sure we're not moving fish from one water body to another, we can kind of make sure that we're taking the steps to prevent them from spreading.
The Clean Boats, Clean Waters annual drain campaign runs June 6th through the 8th.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have today off before going on the road to play the Phillies tomorrow night. Yesterday, another dramatic win for Milwaukee. 6-5 over the Red Sox. Caleb Durbin with two hits, three runs batted in. A sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th, just enough into center field so Sal Frelick could score the winning run.
Yeah, that's the goal. Try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
NFL Packers OTAs wide receiver Jaden Reed asked if it was true his agent Drew Rosenhaus called the Packers after they drafted a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, in the first round.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like, I hired a new agent, and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that he said that he was going to talk to the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody's on the same page.
That's Packers receiver Jaden Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, we did have a rare Wednesday night game last night because of graduation. Tonight, Phillips had to play Northwestern in their first baseball regional playoff game yesterday, and Northwestern moves on with a victory yesterday. So Maple Northwestern now advances on. We've got high school softball and baseball today. The Phillips Logger girls will be in action. They're taking on Clayton Turtle Lake on the road at 2 o'clock today. Jeff Hakenen will bring you the call that regional contest coming up today at 2 o'clock right here. And then at 5 o'clock, we've got the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles playing host to Unity, and that'll be at Armstrong Field. So local contest, no Brewers, they have the day off today. So local softball featuring Phillips at 2, local baseball featuring Shawamigan at 5, coming up today right here, available at 98QCountry.com, and as always, on the Civic Media app. Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Spacek Lawn Care and Snowblowing in Phillips, keeping your property expertly groomed, supporting local area athletes and their teams.
D&D Tire and Auto Center proudly congratulates the Shawamigan High School Class of 2025. Your dedication, resilience, and achievements have brought you to this exciting new chapter. As you move forward, whether it's college, careers, or other pursuits, know that your community stands behind you. Just like a well-maintained vehicle, success requires regular care and attention. D&D, located in Park Falls, is here with expert service you can count on. Wherever the road takes you next, travel smart, stay safe, and aim high.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports proudly salutes the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles graduating class of 2025. Located Highway 182 East in Park Falls, Wisconsin, J&A knows what it means to run full throttle, and this class has done just that. From boats to bikes, ATVs to UTVs, J&A Services it all. Just like the class took on every challenge, with rentals, repairs, and a loaded performance showroom, J&A congratulates the class of 2025. Keep riding high, Screaming Eagles! The 2025 graduating class in Winter, Wisconsin is ready to take on the world, and Builder Realty is proud to salute their achievement. A trusted name in Winter for generations, Builder Realty has always stood with the community. For buying, selling, or anything in between, they're the name to know. Visit BuilderRealty.com to see all their listings. For all your property needs, trust the team that's hometown strong. Builder Realty. Proud supporters of Winter's future. Joe's Auto Glass in Park Falls, Wisconsin proudly salutes the Swamming and Screaming Eagles graduating class of 2025. This class has shown the strength, drive, and determination to soar above every challenge. Just as Joe's repairs vehicle, residential, and commercial glass, plus windows and screens, the class of 2025 has proven they can handle life's cracks and keep flying. Located on Highway 13, Joe's Auto Glass congratulates these Eagles as they take flight into the future. Keep soaring, class of 2025.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice-looking Thursday with partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s, just an outside chance of a shower. For tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the lower 50s. On Friday, warmer with more sun than clouds, highs in the lower 80s, also a bit on the breezy side. Right now, it's 47.
98Q Country.
When it comes to love.
You're burning me alive. I can't deny you, even when I catch you weaving a weak alibi. 'Cause when the night falls, you make me forget your love is killing me, and it ain't over yet. How did you get to me? No one else on earth could ever hurt me, break my heart the way you do. No one else on earth was ever worth it. No one could love me like, no one could love me like you.
The real thing.
Listen to this.
We are Low Cash.
I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't to take you home in my time.
Hey, this is Josh Ross.
To your last call with him, and you won't ever be single again.
Turn it up, great station.
98 Q Country.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You're just living like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Now all that's left of me. She got the best of me. I picked myself up off the floor and found something new worth living for. And an old dusty hand-me-down six string and a couple chords. I'm getting over her a little more with every song. See, I'll sing along. Different.
Luke Combs, She Got the Best of Me, 98Q Country. Maybe a little bit of rain shower activity this afternoon, but I think you're going to be happy with today. Temperatures are probably right around 70, 72, somewhere in there. And I hope your Thursday is just fabulous. And if you have one of those days, we mention this once in a while, everybody has those days where you wake up in the morning, you open your eyes, alarm clock goes off, you pause for a second, you realize what day it is, and then you think about what you have scheduled for today, and your first response to that in your brain is, I don't want to do this. Oh, no. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do this. Everybody has those. So you regather. You think to yourself, okay, what will bring me joy today? All right, no matter what you got going on, maybe it's not the best of days for whatever is scheduled. What brings me joy? Is it a cup of coffee from the local gas station? Is it whatever it may be? So mix that in. That'll help a little bit today, because I guarantee there's at least one person listening right now, waking up, and they're saying, "Joel, I'm with you. I got one of those days here. I just I'd rather not. I'm just looking forward to 5 o'clock. I just want to get through this." Well, mix in a little something you like. All right, swing by and grab something, and whatever it might be. It might be a Kit Kat bar in your purse or whatever it might be. I'm not encouraging, you know, junk food, but sometimes you need something to get yourself through it. I hope it turns out to be a good day for you. We have a really nice weekend, it looks like, with temperatures kind of bouncing a little bit like they do in the springtime here in the Northwoods. But we'll see some 70s and probably even at least one day, Sunday, Monday, probably bounce up into the 80s, I would guess. Let's get some words of wisdom, then we'll come back with all the news and sports to get your Thursday rolling here. We take a moment each morning to focus on the family.
How should society make decisions about human worth and dignity? Some people rely on popular opinion. Majority rule decides what's true. What we need is objective truth, something that's bigger than your opinion and mine. Take slavery, for example. It wasn't all that long ago that popular opinion justified owning human beings. But did majority rule make it right? Today we say no. But in the 1700s and 1800s, popular opinion said yes. Only a minority anchored their opinions in truth that transcended them. Only a few had the courage and foresight to believe that slavery is always wrong. Objective truth transcends all of us, even presidents and kings. In ancient cultures, kings were divine, and common people like you and me were nothing. The Bible turned that view of humanity on its head by saying, "Every person is made in the image of God, young, old, and those yet to be born." That's a revolutionary idea in the history of mankind, and Americans should thank God for it, because it inspired our forefathers to declare all men are created equal. Popular opinion can help us measure the will of the people, but healthy societies don't cater to a culture's every whim. When it comes to human worth and dignity, we need more than popular opinion. We need a moral compass that leads us toward true north. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Life's not one size.
size fits all. And your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Osea Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Osea Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osea Wealth.
Q Country.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot.
Level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway with 98Q Country.
If you have a lot of shopping to do for summer, then you're actually in luck. Because at Macy's, the latest designer trends are here now. From swim and sandals to match sets and linen suits, all for 20% off. But get this, spend $100 and get 25% off. Spend $200 and get 30% off. 30%! So the bigger your summer, the better. Because the more you buy, the more you save. But hurry, it all ends Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This Father's Day, help Dad be all he can be with a gift from the Home Depot. Because he's not just Dad, he's the handyman of the house. The plumber in a pinch. And the emergency mechanic. Upgrade his gear this Father's Day with the Husky Mechanics 270-piece tool set from the Home Depot. Now on special buy for $119, a $695 value. For every kind of dad, find the perfect gift this Father's Day at the Home Depot.
98Q Country.
I still feel 25 most of the time. I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky-tonks and pretty women, Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing above the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. Well, the truth about a mirror is that a damn mirror don't really tell the whole truth. It don't show what's deep inside or read between the lines, and it's really no reflection of my youth. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, when I'm gone. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
That's hot.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a lady. I feel rich on
minimum wage. And it was good knowing you.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Second wind, turning these doubles into nothing, trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. Nah, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even not feeling. Rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard. But damn, it's hard. It's like a never felt it, nothing I can tell it. It's dragging me through hell and back again. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take you this hard. Damn this hard. Damn this hard. It's beating me black and blue. Like only goodbye'll do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem. And it ain't even you. No, it ain't even you. And everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even not feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just was what it was. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Trade blocking most of President Trump's sweeping tariffs, ruling that he overstepped his authority by invoking emergency powers, the administration moving to appeal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing that the U.S. is directing embassies worldwide to pause the issuance of student visas until social media screenings of applicants can be enhanced. Elon Musk is no longer associated with the U.S. government. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Trump advisor Elon Musk has announced his scheduled departure from the Trump administration after leading the Department of Government Efficiency. Musk saying the DOGE mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government. But it comes after Musk publicly criticized Trump's so-called big, beautiful spending bill for not doing enough to cut spending.
The U.S. flag has been hoisted outside the long-closed ambassador's residence in Damascus, signaling growing ties between Washington and the new government of Syria. This is ABC News. President Trump this week pardoning reality.